But I have never shied away from my position on Malcolm Jones and the failed gas to liquids plant that we bought in this country when we knew we had factual information that gas to liquids was not a properly understood technology, that it failed where they used it. We bought a secondhand plant that wasn't worth much more than Nikwan paid for it, but Malcolm Jones and his crew paid $12.5 billion for it. That's a lot of money that could have been spent making lives better for poor people in this country. And then when it failed, which we knew it would have failed, it was sold to people who too closely connected to the PNM and the government to have benefited from such a clandestine sale. And now Nikwan is up and running. The fact that they can't seem to get it to work is laugh out loud funny. The explosion today seems karmic, and coming on the heels of the Prime Minister testing positive for COVID yesterday, if that is not a hoax, this is some Moses in Egypt pestilence we see here.